Judge, they said they'd been raped? Penelope, well, yes, Your Honor, in effect. Page 181. Judge, and did you believe them? Penelope, yes, Your Honor. That is, I tended to believe them. Judge, I understand they were frequently impertinent. Penelope, yes, Your Honor, but... Judge, but you did not punish them, and they continued to work as your maids? Penelope, I knew them well, Your Honor. I was fond of them. I brought some of them up, you could say. They were like the daughters I never had. Starts to weep. I felt so sorry for them, but most maids got raped sooner or later. A deplorable but common feature of palace life. It wasn't the fact of their being raped that told against them, in the mind of Odysseus. It's that they were raped without permission. Page 182. Judge, chuckles. Excuse me, madam, but isn't that what rape is, without permission? Attorney for the defense. Without permission of their master, Your Honor. Judge. Oh, I see. But their master wasn't present. So, in effect, these maids were forced to sleep with the suitors because if they'd resisted, they would have been raped anyway, and much more unpleasantly? Attorney for the defense. I don't see what bearing that has on the case. Judge. Neither did your client, evidently. Chuckles. However, your client's times were not our times. Standards of behavior were different then. It would be unfortunate if this regrettable but minor incident were allowed to stand as a blot on an otherwise exceedingly distinguished career. Also, I do not wish to be guilty of an anachronism. Therefore, I must dismiss the case. Page 183. The Maids. We demand justice. We demand retribution. We invoke the law of blood guilt. We call upon the angry ones. A troop of 12 Erinyes, E-R-I-N-Y-E-S, appear. They have hair made of serpents, the heads of dogs, and the wings of bats. They sniff the air. The maids, O the angry ones, O furies, you are our last hope. We implore you to inflict punishment and exact vengeance on our behalf. Be our defenders, we who had none in life. Smell out Odysseus wherever he goes, from one place to another, from one life to another. Whatever disguise he puts on, whatever shape he may take, hunt him down. Dog his footsteps on earth or in Hades, wherever he may take refuge, in songs and in plays, in tomes and in theses, in marginal notes and in appendices. Appear to him in our forms, our ruined forms, the forms of our pitiable corpses. Let him never be at rest. Page 184. The Erinyes turn towards Odysseus. Their red eyes flash. Attorney for the defense. I call on gray-eyed Pallas Athene, immortal daughter of Zeus, to defend property rights and the right of a man to be the master in his own house, and to spirit my client away in a cloud. Judge. What's going on? Order, order. This is the 21st century court of justice. You there, get down from the ceiling. Stop that barking and hissing. Madam, cover up your chest and put down your spear. What's this cloud doing in here? Where are the police? Where's the defendant? Where has everyone gone?